This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1873. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 13th, Albania, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Chile, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, Hong Kong, Iran, Kuwait, Lithuania, Mexico, Netherlands, Sao Tome, Saudi Arabia, Ukraine, USA, UK, Zambia, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The two superpower medium wave transmitters of Radio Tirana, Albania, continue on the air, at least for now, and maybe for longer, because they've gone to the trouble to adjust the frequencies. For a long time, they've been significantly off frequency, causing annoying heterodynes to other European stations. But now, Mauno Riitila in Finland says, as of April 6, they've corrected 1458 kHz to just a couple of hertz below that frequency. He says it fades in eastern Finland around 1530 UT, and Wolfgang Büschel on April 8th found the other one, 1395, only 35 hertz below the proper frequency. LRA 36, Antarctica, has been coming in better than before in Europe. Harald Kuhl, Germany, reports to the British DX Club, heard in central Germany with a surprisingly good signal at times. Tune in at 1925, ID at 1930, Latin pop, music, and a report. Peaking at 1945 and weakening to lost in the mud around 2005 UT. They stay on another hour until 2100 approximately. And Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was using a remote receiver in England. He measured it on 15475.973. It does vary a few hertz. This is April 12th at 1950 UT. He thinks the almost all-water path up the Atlantic from Antarctica to England helps reception. Richard Langley got a script for the Actualidad X program from Rye, Argentina to the World, the English translation, mentioning their new Audio Now service where you can tune them in via telephone since you cannot on shortwave and may not want to on internet. Now it gives the phone number, which is usable in the USA at no additional cost, 641-552-8099. It's not clear, but I assume you may get the English program on demand there, rather than having to tune in at a particular time. In my frequent band scans, I continue to hear nothing at all, not even a JBA carrier on their former variable shortwave frequencies, 15345 and 11710.7. I continue to resist being a Facebooker, but I appreciate those who are forwarding little bits of news that may be found there, such as Bill Richards in Adelaide, who says, a new shortwave station is coming for the Australian outback. In May, Radio 4KZ in Innisfail, far north Queensland, will commence transmission on 5055 around 06 until 23 UT, 7 days a week, with one sesquikilowatt into an inverted V antenna. It's a full simulcast of the existing medium wave station 4KZ on 531 kHz. They want to provide satisfactory coverage to remote areas of the Cape where there are no AM or FM services available. That came from the station's general manager of NQ Radio, Al Curtin. Their website is www.nqradio.com.au. For a long time, the Brazilian on 9665 had been slightly off frequency to the low side, Radio Voz Missionaria. However, on April 9th at midnight 43, I found they had jumped up to the high side of the frequency, which is obvious when you're band scanning in 1 kilohertz steps with the BFO on, as I often do. I measured it on 9665.77 and later in the evening on 0.76 with the preacher in Brazoguese. Also checked by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany on April 9th at 2040. He put it on 9665.721. Also April 10th at 0852 on 9665.747. And April 11th at 0815 on 9665.783. Their other frequency on the 49-meter band had also been off to the low side of 5940, but it's been missing lately. Don Moore participated in the latest de-expedition with several other members of the Michigan area radio enthusiasts at a remote listening spot, presumably with a low noise level, at Brighton, Michigan. He says his best utility catch in several years was heard there on 4146 Puerto Montt Radio in Chile, April 8th at 10.06 to 10.08. There was a Securité announcement at 10.05, but he missed that. There were some Spanish announcements and later a mention of Puerto Montt Radio. That, by the way, is in far southern Chile. They stayed on until 10.14, but nothing heard after that. April 9th was the schedule change day for Radio Havana, Cuba, 2 weeks after the rest of the world for the A-17 season. As always, there were mix-ups, flubs. Of course, that happens even when nothing else is going on, but more than usual, as the operators were obviously confused by the new scheduling. Here are the significant changes. 6165 in English to North America at 01 to 07 has been replaced by 6145. Not clear why this was necessary, but I first noted it at 0639 UT in English on April 10th. I tuned in earlier the following evening to see if it was actually starting at 0100. It had trouble getting on the air, and when it did come on, it was in Spanish, and not Radio Havana, but the Radio Rebelde programming for an hour or two before they finally got it back into English. I also found another brand new frequency, April 11th at 0127, in Spanish, 7340. It was parallel to 6060 and 9535. I believe this is the first time ever that Radio Havana Cuba has used the 7 megahertz band, in keeping with Arnie's holier-than-thou attitude against out-of-band broadcasting. Jamming, of course, is quite another matter. They do plenty of that against Radio Marti on 7 megahertz. Arnie sent the new official schedule to Ivo Ivanov and Wolfgang Büschel, but not to me, of course. But having a look at it now, 6145 is indeed scheduled from 01 to 07, supposedly all in English, and 7340 in Spanish at 21 until 04, and it replaces 9710. And the new frequency is 15730, replacing 17730 from a year ago, and which was also in use during the previous season. It's on from 2230 until midnight 30 in French, Creole, Portuguese, and Quechua. Except the 2230 half hour on Sundays is supposed to be in Esperanto instead of French. That's the missing broadcast we had been searching for, but still not absolutely confirmed. Some night frequencies have been put on in the morning, which is something Arnie has done before. 6100 now from 11 to 13, and 6060 from 11 to 14 for the morning Spanish broadcast. Those replace 9850 and 9710. Also, 13670 was on the air for 1 hour at 11 to 12 UT, replacing 9640. If you want to try to hear English from Radio Cairo, Egypt, here's probably our best chance, as reported by Harold Froge, also on the Michigan De-Expedition, April 7th. The broadcast to Europe at 2115 to 2245 is aimed in the same direction as North America. It's on 9799.63, at least on April 7th when he measured it. However, it did not come on at 21:15, but was on by 21:31. Here's a very strange temporary broadcast from Germany. It's on 15:560 a.m., April 8th to 27th, from 10 to 12 UT, and again from 15 until 17. It's the radio of Documenta 14 from Kassel, Germany. And the title of it sounds like broken English. It's put this way everywhere in the documentation I've read about it. Every time a ear D sound. That's E-A-R-D-I-S-O-U-N. It's believed to be a 1 kilowatt transmitter, probably one of those private German stations. Thanks to Harold Kuhl and the British DX Club. This linked eventually to a lengthy item in German about it from Radio Woche, originating with Deutschland Radio. On a joint event on 23 February 2017 in the Kulturquarter of Berlin, Deutschland Radio and Documenta 14 presented the joint radio project Every Time a Ear of Sound. The Deutschland Radio program director says the three programs of Deutschland Radio will not only report intensively on the happenings in Kassel and Athens, but we are breaking new ground together with the Documenta 14 with joint projects in artistic and journalistic terms. The radio project, Every Time a Ear de Sound, by Deutschland Radio Kultur, connects international radio stations from Greece to Brazil. The Documenta Echo is echoed every day by an echo from the Documenta 14 as an acoustic intercourse by the program. It does not speak with one, but with many different voices. This links 8 radio stations from Greece, Cameroon, Colombia, Lebanon, Brazil, Indonesia, the USA, and Germany during the entire period for 3 weeks each. And so it goes on and on. I wonder very much what the U.S. station is involved in this. They do not say. Especially a range German radio station is in contemporary Berlin 24 hours a day from June 17th to July 8th. And I guess they're referring something to something there on DAB or FM. Speaking of DAB, we have news via Mike Terry from Hong Kong that it's being phased out in that territory. DAB has been used only by the official radio TV Hong Kong and is considered not to be financially viable as none of the commercial broadcasters want to use it. In communication of the British DX Club, we have a schedule of the English broadcast from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran taken from HFCC A17 listings. Unfortunately, I think most of them do not exist as long as the Kamalabad transmitter site is off the air, and we don't know if it's really coming back, but at least they continue to register it. Just in case, check if the Voice of Justice for North America can be heard at 0320 UT on 9420 or 9825. Here's one English transmission which is definitely heard by Harold Froge on the Michigan The Expedition. It's the one starting at 1920 to Europe, which he heard on 9810 on the 7th of April. Heavily accented English, he says. That's the Sir John transmitter site, also registered for 9800 right next to it, and the imaginary Kamalabad on 9420 and 7315. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1873. Also bringing you worldofradio.com, an ever-growing fount of information. Our thanks this week for financial support of these non-commercial efforts to David Cheever, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Major news this week is that Radio Kuwait has indeed resumed shortwave broadcasting after an absence of more than 2 years from the English service on 15540. It's back at 18 to 21 UT, first reported April 9th. by Rich Nowak on the shortwave radio station Listening FB group, and quickly picked up by others such as Alan Rowe in the UK, who was hearing it at 1810 UT. It seems the broadcast is much like it was before it disappeared, quite a mixture of Arabic or Kuwaiti culture, some Middle Eastern music, but also Western music and some newscasts. It was also heard by Bob LaRose in California using the U20 remote receiver in the Netherlands, where it was putting in a huge signal, he says, from 18 UT on April 9th. Not heard so well as far as Oklahoma, but I was finally getting a port-of-fare signal on April 12th. As before, they have a final 5-minute news and weather cast at 2050 UT, a bit of music, and sign off at 2100 with their national anthem by a military band. They announced the frequency as 15540 in the 25-meter band, just like they used to. Dave Kenny in England says, after all the recent closures, what a nice surprise to hear Radio Kuwait back on shortwave. Dan Robinson, circa D.C., says, what a gift, and let's appreciate it while we have it. Now the question arises, what about all the other former shortwave broadcasts of Radio Kuwait? From the A17 schedule, we find much the same as had been previously listed, notably 17750 in Arabic toward North America, from 20 until midnight UT. That overlaps the English broadcast until 2100, so it would require two different transmitters. Haven't heard that yet. But if on, it may propagate in the summer. You may recall that a few months ago, news came out that the shortwave transmitters at Radio Kuwait were being refurbished. Harold Froge in Michigan was listening again on April 12th, and he says the first item after the 1800 sign-on was a program on the history of Islam, a Radio Kuwait production. Some pop music follows. And at 18:30 is their main newscast, starting with Kuwait News, World News at 18:36, Business News at 18:41, along with sports and weather. One of the times given last week for the special program produced by Christian Milling, Bye-Bye Sitkunai, about the Lithuanian shortwave site, which just closed down, was incorrect. But in the meantime, he's added some more transmissions. So here is the full schedule as of April 11th for the weekend of April 15th to 17th in time order. They're each 1 hour long. Saturday the 15th at 12, 9875 via Tajikistan toward Australia. And at 22, 5950 WRMI to North America. Well, it's actually beamed due south. Sunday, April 16th at 08, via Germany, 7310, all of those are to Western Europe, and at 1000 on 6005. At 12 UT, via Uzbekistan, 9875, to East Asia and Japan. At 17, 3985 from Germany. At 1601, via Bulgaria, that's the one with a time change, on 9400 to Western Europe. April 16th at 18 on 7465 via Armenia to Northern Europe. 2130 via Miami 9955 to Central America. And two more on UT April 17th from WRMI at 01 on 9395 and at 03 on 9955, preempting World of Radio. Confirming our suspicions that XEPPM Radio Educación in Mexico, 6185, is on the air well before its nominal sign-on at 23 UT is Stephen Wiseblood. He's right on the Mexican border in deep south Texas, only 400 miles away from it, and he was hearing it as early as 2206 UT on April 12th with folk music, guitar strumming, and group vocals. Greg Christ, who presents the Forgotten Song on the mighty KBC each Saturday night, reminds us that they're making their usual frequency change the first Sunday in May to 9925, replacing 6145. Still UT Sundays only at midnight 2:02. Guess what? Radio Havana Cuba has already occupied their present frequency, the second half of it anyway, 6145, which will cause a terrible collision, and KBC will be the loser, at least in this part of North America. So I suggest maybe they should go ahead and make the change already to 9925. And Alan Rose says the mighty KBC is adding a Saturday afternoon broadcast to Europe via Bulgaria on 9400 starting April 15th. It's at 15 to 16 UT. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany notes that Saudi Arabia is putting out two symmetrical spurious signals from one of their transmitters with the Holy Quran service, heard April 10th at 16 to 16:30 UT. I'll give the exact frequencies to three decimal places after I say they are approximately 15205, 15155, and 15255. 15204.967, 15154.970, and 15254.964. It's parallel to 13710.018 and to exactly 17560. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, unlike for the weekday broadcasts, Radio Ukraine International on WRMI 11580 at 0200 UT Mondays, that's Sunday evenings here, continues to be stalled with the same broadcast from July of last year, the one reporting the sniper death of famous opera singer Vasil Slipak. This was noted from monitoring on April 9th. Could it be that RUI is not producing new broadcasts on the weekends? If so, why not repeat the broadcast from the previous Friday or Saturday? Well, the answer is the automation is set up to play Sunday broadcasts on Sunday, even if they are 9 months old. Thanks to John Collins in Birmingham and Mike Cooper in Atlanta for the sad news that Brian Matthew, BBC Radio 2 presenter, has passed away at the age of 88 on the 8th of April. Previously, he had been on BFPS and on Radio Netherlands Worldwide, but lately he did a special program on BBC Radio 2, Sounds of the 60s, which was his last show. Radio Beacon DXing can be rather boring from the programming standpoint, but not so much if you know something about their background. Rick Barton in Arizona reports hearing on 201 kHz a radio beacon using the call sign IP. This was April 8th at 01 UT. He says it should be audible in California and Arizona even during the daylight hours. It's paired with a 75 MHz Yagi along an approach for a private desert airport that is a training site for the German Lufthansa Airlines. The nearest town is Mobile, Arizona. He heard it on a transoceanic, but loud and strong when rechecked after 0500 UT. Dorsten Hamlin in Germany found a station on 6040. Not listed, but it turned out to be the Voice of America, moved from 6065 after just a few days in the A17 season, since that was colliding with Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia. The VOA scheduling was between 18 and 2030 UT in Shona English, Ndebele, Kirundi, and French. The site for VOA being São Tomé. Except for radiograms, the only Voice of America English broadcast now scheduled from Greenville is this. 1700 to 1830 to Africa on 17530. Some days it's not very strong, but if the MUF cooperates, it booms in here off the back. Thomas Fuchner advises us that the Gurren transmitter site of Hamburger Local Radio is off the air for maintenance, and therefore there will be no transmissions, no World of Radio, via those frequencies on April 15th or 16th, but will resume on the 22nd and 23rd. We also discovered that WRMI has replaced what had been the first shortwave broadcast anywhere of World of Radio with a repeat of another program. It's Thursday at 11:30 UT on 9955. Now with Informativo G24, which originally airs UT Thursday at 0100. Now your first chance to hear World of Radio will be Thursdays at 21:30 on 11580, and also Fridays at 22:30 on the same. Also, as of April 11th and 12th, I noticed that 6855 has been off the air. That's the frequency which is parallel to various other WRMI channels. I suppose it's temporary. We haven't heard WMLK lately on 9275, and here's why, via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. A story from the Reading, Pennsylvania Eagle of March 24th says that the building which housed the radio transmitter was damaged by an electrical fire on the 22nd of March, shortly after 1 p.m. Richard Langley, the station's FB, also quoted the newspaper story with more about it. The fire originated where aluminum electrical wiring extended from the building to the antenna, energizing the antenna. The exact cause of the ignition to the roof and structure has not been determined. Follow-ups on March 30th and April 4th said insurance agents were visiting and assessing the situation. More from the newspaper story. Firefighters found flames on the roof and interior of the structure and were unable to contain the fire because of strong wind gusts. Flames spread to the rest of the structure, containing multiple high-voltage electrical transformers for the radio transmission. No injuries were reported. The building was occupied, and the station was broadcasting. The fire caused at least $5,000 in structural damage and tens of thousands to electrical equipment. April 11th at 14:40, Wolfgang Büschel found WEWN 12050, putting out distorted audio up to 97 kilohertz above the frequency to 12147, something I have also noticed and complained about more than once. Arnie Coro heard about it and suggests that it's caused by the pulse step modulation system. WIOD 610 Miami was originally 5 kilowatts, like all regional frequency stations, but for a long time it has had special temporary authorization for 10 kilowatts to combat Cuban interference. And now, according to RadioInsight.com via Artie Bigley, they've applied to go up to 50 kilowatts and a new transmitter site. I figure that 610 has less interference from Cuba than many other nearby frequencies. A medium wave station, even slightly off frequency, makes it much more DXable. John Wilkinson, Colorado, reports to the National Radio Club that KUGR in Green River, Wyoming, was 50 hertz below 1490 when he heard it March 29th at 1305 UT with local news after CBS. The self-imposed pulsing noise interference to Zanzibar had cleared up as of April 10th, says Mark Cody in Ontario on 11735 at 2012 UT, and also on their other frequency, 6015, says Bill Bingham in South Africa, April 11th at 0313. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 20 and 5 on April 17th with G1 minor storms, 55 and 6 on April 23rd with G2 moderate storms. Solar flux rising from 72 April 15th to a peak of 95 April 20th and 21st. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1873.